Hello, the Zone 91.3.
Hello, Jasmine Parkeen.
Hi.
How on earth are you?
I'm good.
Are you like a wild animal yet or something up in Squamish? You've sort of just run away into the mountains and...
I have, yes. I run naked and free into the wilderness on a daily basis. And I started to, hunt and gather and that kind of thing a lot more often, which is good for the human spirit.
What do you find that you gather?
Not very much.
Oh, come on. You didn't even want to play with it. We haven't spoken in months and you won't even attempt to say, like, I try and find forest skittles or something, you know?
Yeah, forest skittles. That sounds good. That's pretty good.
I got a new branding idea.
Yeah, no, forest skittles. That sounds good. No, when I'm out there, I'm mostly just trying to make it out alive because I've been in the city so long. I'm not very good. I'm still working on it. How are you?
I'm very good. No, things here are going very well. Not so many bears that I've got to worry about on the island as opposed to Squamish, but I'm not worried about me, really. I'm worried about you. Like, I just, what have you found has been the bigger difference in moving from Vancouver to Squamish than the last year or so?
Well, waking up and looking at the chief is pretty amazing. I can see the chief from my apartment. And just generally speaking, it's really the scenery. It's just kind of waking up to that trees and forest and massive, humbling mountains every day, because I'm not that far from Vancouver. It takes me 45 minutes. So I don't really feel like my life has changed that much in that sense. I can still meet friends for coffee and that kind of thing. But this kind of incredible outdoor scenery that just kind of surrounds me every day is it. Not that Vancouver doesn't have that. It's just, it's different. You're kind of like right in the epicenter, in the epicenter of it when you live in Squamish.
Are you pretty a robot? Amazing.
Am I? Yeah. Did I sound like a robot?
You sounded like a Dalek from Doctor Who just then.
You know what? I sound like that sometimes in the morning after I have a coffee. I'm always telling Ryan, you should record me at that time. That's my sexiest time. The robot comes out.
So what propelled this move up to Squamish? I mean, I've been talking about your yoga situation on the air quite a lot and saying, hey, look, you know, if you want to do some yoga, go and see Jasmine Parkeen up in Squamish and Mother. But did you feel that you wanted to get away from the city to launch the business? Was that a plan you've had for years? Or was it just a case of, after all these years of touring and really going at it the last four or five with Mother, that you wanted to just sort of calm it down a bit?
No. I mean, if anything, my life has gotten far crazier since I moved out of the city. To be totally honest, it was actually quite random. It was an opportunity that presented itself at, like, literally the last minute that could pop. Like, we, you know, started talking about doing it, you know, beginning of August of last year. And we were signing a lease by the end of August. You know, an opportunity that couldn't really be passed up. My business partner and life partner, Gabe, has been a yoga teacher for 10 years. And I've been a super yoga enthusiast, as most of everyone knows.
Well, if they follow you on Instagram, they've got no bloody choice but to know.
Right? I know. I'm always shoving it down everybody's throats. But, you know, only because the benefits for me have been so amazing that I just want to share that. And I think that happens to people when they get religious about some things. And so, yeah, so I would say my life is even crazier, definitely far crazier, because now I'm sort of juggling the two things, and I'm kind of figuring out what that looks like. You know, I don't know exactly. We're managing to get through making the record, like the Mother record, been recording at the warehouse, and then like driving back up to Squamish and like teaching yin yoga in the evening. and it's been really interesting.
Well, there you go. Well, let's just touch on this. So North Yoga, so where is it in Squamish? And for the yoga, do you say yogarites? Is that how the collective look at themselves?
I like that. I mean, usually you'd say yogis.
Yogis?
Yogis. This is how the yogis, yeah.
Oh, I kind of like yogarites.
I like yogarites too. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, so
definitely.
For those yogis out there, tell me what North Yoga can offer them.
North Yoga. Well, we are a beautiful, safe space to come and practice yoga. And I would say, like, the biggest thing is that we're down to earth, you know, where it's very, like, inclusive. It's like everybody's welcome. We've got a really nice option of like wellness collective style going on. We've got osteopathy, massage, an Ayurvedic practitioner, an acupuncturist, a shiatsu practitioner. You can come and sort of do your one-stop wellness shop, get a massage, take a yin yoga class. It's a really nice space, and the people are amazing and welcoming.
Yeah, but that's because that's you. That's why. You're the people. You're the... That's a, you can't, come on, I got to cut you there. And you also, you said a few words in there that I swear were made up, but I'm going to believe that they're real. I have not.
What's that? Which
I'm not one? Much of a yoga person. So I heard something in there that I just don't understand, but that's okay. That's okay. All that's I know okay, is that totally. I just sort of, the only muscle I got to stretch is my gob, and it moves constantly. So that I'm always warmed up to talk.
That's why you're in radio.
Let's throw it then to the mother situation, because explain then what the process has been the last few months. It's been clear that Ryan, you were saying you posted the band that he was down in LA writing with people or things. I mean, what can you divulge so far with where Mother are at?
So, right, yes, Ryan was in LA for sort of 5 weeks, 6 weeks or so. And we did this record really differently. And, you know, part of that is just sort of like trying something new. And part of that was just logistics. Like, it just made sense to do it this way, this time. Whereas normally we kind of all get together and do like a big pre-production experience, and then we'd all sort of fly somewhere together or stay in Vancouver together and sort of do everything together to start. But, you know, a lot of the time, to be totally frank, we'd end up sort of sitting, a lot of us would sit around. So this time, having it done in LA, it's like quite an expensive thing for five members of a band to go down and sort of sit in hotels and that kind of thing. So Ryan went down. He needed to finish some things off. He's doing a little bit of writing with some people, getting inspired. And he started The Bones in LA without us, and he'd just kind of send us things. And then we'd all sort of over online have conversations about what we like and the direction and different ideas and that kind of thing. So we've been sort of passing stuff back and forth. And technology is pretty amazing. Sending ideas is pretty easy. And then he came back and we all got together at the warehouse for the last like couple weeks. And we've been recording together. So we kind of adding the flavor of the band after The Bones, which has been really interesting. But we have built us one song in particular we've built from the ground up together. And we're doing four B-sides all from the ground up together. So I'm looking forward to that as well, which is coming up pretty quick here next week.
Oh, nice. You said The Bones twice there. Is that some sort of subtle hint at what the name is?
No.
Well, you just said it both times. You were like, The Bones, like the in a very bones. Particular tone of voice, because we've had the Sticks, right? We've had all sorts. So
yeah,
just check in.
Yeah, I could see why you might deduce that, but no, The Bones, just the sort of basic structure of the song,
okay.
You know, like basic arrangements and some instrumentation, but not the band flavor.
All right, no, yeah, I know. I just
don't have to explain it to me. I was just poking you.
I heard the word "the" and I got excited. It was a title.
That's actually a pretty good name for an album, I think.
The.
Yeah, I like it. The Bones.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you meant just "the" because I had moved on from.
The, yeah, no.
I'd already dropped the Bones. So I was on "the."
I like "the" too. That's great.
How neat is that? That's pretty neat.